Village Around Lake, Community of the Hold, March 21st, 2016.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting of March 21st, 2016 at 7:31 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Forrest.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Turner.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of February 29, 2016.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trufant, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any comments, additions, discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Committee of the Whole, Public Works.
Stan is requesting permission to sell a 2000 Kubota LA681 garden tractor. I believe you showed a picture of the tractor in your packet. The tractor is in need of some repairs. The PTO power takeoff does not work, and the 3-point hitch does not work on the tractor. Unfortunately, that negates most of its usefulness in the large department. The repairs are unknown at this point. We've talked to one repair shop, and they told us it's going to take about 18 hours of labor to crack the tractor in half so that they could get to the inside to try and diagnose the problem. We don't feel that the cost just to diagnose the problem is actually worth keeping the tractor. So we're recommending that we take it to auction. Russo Power Equipment is having a used equipment auction at their facility. It would be a bunch of landscaping type equipment. I'd like permission to take it to that auction and sell it, along with the frail mower and the grading blade type of equipment.
Do you need a general consent of the house so you can do it before our next board meeting?
If we get it approved at the next board meeting, it should give me enough time to still get it in on the auction.
Okay.
Was this an item we were using much of anyway?
We did when we initially bought the tractor, but since then we've purchased the front end loader, and it's negated a lot of the use of the usefulness of the tractor. We don't use it to load salt anymore. Most of our mowing is contracted out now to the landscaping contractor. We still use it for hay rides, and we used it for filling the community gardens, but both of those are a one-day-a-year event, so I don't think it's worth keeping a piece of equipment to use it twice a year.
Thank you. We'll move it forward. I've given Adam a little grief here because I don't really love Kubota tractor. I want to hold on to it. Speaking of that, do we have an idea of the value, just to throw a wrench into the works here, do we have an idea in the condition that it's in, what the value of that tractor is, and would it be worthwhile to try to sell it by running an ad instead of taking the chance of an auction?
Honestly, I do not know because it's in disrepair. It's really difficult for me to try to put a number on it.
Right.
You'd have to find the right person who'd be willing to take it apart and try and fix it, or somebody who doesn't need to hitch it at the PTO and just wants a tractor with a bucket.
Right. Okay.
We certainly could run an ad if you feel that'd be a better option. We decided to take it to auction because we thought there'd be a large volume of people there. But we can try an ad if you prefer.
Just throwing that out there because have a hard time letting go of a Kubota. You want it out of your hair, I understand that. And we'll move it forward.
You know how you like to ride a jet. And you don't have to, all you got to do is come and look and drop it off. No.
Quiet.
No. I ain't going to regret it. There we go.
The Lake County Municipal League has sent out cooperative bidding for a number of items, And the village has opted to take advantage of several of those items, including crack sealing, street sweeping, pavement marking, and fire hydrant painting. Bids for all those services came back, and they're included in your packets here. I don't know if you want me to go through each one individually.
No.
No.
No. I'm recommending that we accept the bids that came in through the Lake County Municipal League, and we move forward with those services. They won't be in the 2016 budget, which we're in now. They'll all be in next year's budget. So they're all based on whatever gets approved in that budget. Right now I have what we recommended for the budget, but whatever the budget comes out to be, I mean, things like crack sealing, pavement marking, we do work up until whatever the approved budget wants to be done.
So the land has approved it.
But we've used this co-op for years. It's always provided a great cost savings to all the municipalities that participate. The only thing I see new is, have we done hydrant painting before? Have we included in it?
We have never. I shouldn't say we have never done hydrant painting. I have not done hydrant painting since I've been here.
Right.
Yeah,
part-timers, right, but not through the co-op. They haven't been involved in this. Okay, so that's the only thing that's different.
The hydrant painting in here involves sandblasting the hydrants down to bare metal and then priming and repainting.
And that has nothing to do.
Not a high schooler with a orange roller and...
How long does hydrant painting last?
It depends.
The reason why I'm asking this is for a completely different reason, and I'm going to tell you why. What it is that after they sandblast it and do whatever they need to do to it, if there's something wrong with it, they'll catch it and they'll see it and they'll say, okay, this one needs to be replaced or this needs fixing or whatever the case may be. But what I'm saying is that in some communities, they, like, you know, how we talk about Christmas and what have you, and who's got the nicest tree and what have you. You have a hydrant in your front yard, and you want it painted. You can paint it a different color, or paint it to match up something in your house, or whatever. And everyone, you know, you come over to the village hall, and you tell them that you want to do that. And say, for instance, like some look like little dogs, and some look like little cats, and birds, and flowers and what have you, and they do that in some communities. I just thought it might be fun for the community to get involved since we have so many community-minded people.
Well, we're trying to adapt to the fire department's code and paint the color tops of the GPM that goes through it. So the top part of the pattern would be the color of green or red or yellow or whatever it is.
So that on thank you.
That takes the top half, but the bottom half part of it.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it's just something just I'm throwing out there, and that means the next time they need painting, maybe we might think about it.
Henry, I didn't know you're such a fashion conscious guy.
Hey, what can I say? What can I say?
The only thing that I would throw out for comment, since it is going to such an extent of sandblasting and starting from bare metal, one of my positions in life, I was a painting contractor for several years. I would say that the greatest benefit that we could provide from this, since the entire thing is coated, painting is a protective layer. There's going to be a nick, there's going to be a scratch, there's going to be a rock that chips it, salt hits it, and that's when it starts. The only thing that I can say is that the greatest amount of longevity that you're going to get from it now that you have a complete restored product is to investigate those every year and do minor touch-ups. You'll triple the life of that paint job. For your notes. From a pro. Very good. We'll move this one forward also. Thank you, Adam. Next item.
The last item I have here for your consideration is to hire Baxter Woodman to do a preliminary report for a second CLC Jowla receiving structure. I believe most of you are aware Jowla is expanding the line to Bolo and Wakanda. and they're planning on coming down Route 60 to Chardon Road, where they're going to put in a second connection point for the village around Lake. In order to take advantage of that second connection point, we need to build a receiving structure similar to the one that's right out in front here. Baxter Woodman has provided a work order where they will do some hydraulic modeling of our existing system, check into the best location for that receiving structure, the kinds of equipment that we'll need for it, how we're going to tie it into our system, and in different capacities and possible second water tower, third water tower, south of 120 somewhere. So that preliminary report will generate the information that we need to do an actual design. So this is not for the design of the structure. This is just to gather the information needed to do the design. Because the work order is over $25,900, we have to go out for a qualification. At this point, we feel that Dax Woodman would provide the best value here because they've already done the water modeling for our village and already have the model.
Any other questions? Move forward?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, Director Weedo. Special event, so any comments?
This week and next week, I'll be contacting all of our vendors that we've used in the past and making sure that we have, you know, plenty of materials and things to give on the giveaway. ComEd has thrown us a wonderful curveball, something they've never done before. They want to be at our programming, and they're bringing, I think it was 200 trees out? 200 small trees for people to get started in planting, which is in addition to what we normally get. We're going to have a lot of material. So I think instead of getting some of our smaller things that we get from some of the vendors, as long as we make sure that they're still on board for that, I'll see if we can't get a few more raffle trees instead, since that also helps put a little bit of money back into our programming for next year. Does that sound like something everyone would be on board with?
Good news.
I was shocked.
Times are in, and cookies are over.
Do you need help with reaching out to vendors?
No, actually, I think we're good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other help you need with?
Not on that, no. We're good.
Great. Anything else?
That would be it for right now.
Thank you. And on to administration.
Before we begin, there is the Round Lake Chamber Expo on April 2nd, which is before our next board meeting. And if anybody has any time and would like to visit, we'll have a table set up as we normally do. Hopefully, we can.
April 2 is Saturday?
That is correct.
9 to 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Board of Trustees. The first item I have is the water sewer changes, approach changes. We received notice of a sewer change back in October. I inadvertently forgot to change the code we implemented for the restoration system. I forgot that the rates are actually in our code. What my preference is to take the rates out, what Eric Rappinner is saying. When Lake County changes their sewer rates, we shall change ours. It is much the same way we do with Shadow and Tau. If they increase their rates, we will increase the rate that they are increasing. That's all I have from that area. Any comments?
Yes.
The next item I have is the capital improvements program discussion. What I would like to do tonight is just do a broad overview. I believe we've usually done the same thing in the past. We have a number of weeks to get through this. I don't want to do every project tonight, but I think it's important for the board looked at all the projects, looked at that document, if you have specific questions, you can see me or the department requesting that budget. A couple comments I would like to make. As the mayor said, we've been doing this now for 10 years. I know a couple other communities are much larger size who started this. I know others that started it 20 years ago. We started the program without the replacement funding, and we also did the program based on the Central Lake County Jawa Capital Improvement Program, which is 20 years out. I would love to go 10 years out, 15 years out at a future date, but right now I believe 5 years is 6 years is adequate. What that does is provide to go out further a nice rotation of equipment and other infrastructure. Remember, it's just a plan. And what do I mean by that? Records management has not been implemented, but records management was actually in our first capital plan back in 2008. We also had other items in the plan, like Long Lake parking for 2.3 million, which is no longer in the plan. So we have abilities based on priorities, et cetera, that shift around. And again, just as the mayor said, if there's something right now, doesn't mean it's going to happen in 2017 or 18. We need to look at the priorities. We need to look at the resources we have at that time. Just because something's not in the plan doesn't mean it's going to end up being done either. If something critical comes up, if there's an emergency that happens, of course we're going to have to do that project and something will have to be deferred. The intent of this time, we sort of threw the kitchen sink at it in a way to make sure that we are trying to capture as much as possible so we know it's out there. We want to make sure it's out there because in the past I noticed I went all the way back to all the plans. We appear to have missed items. And that's not on purpose. It's just that we are painting more. We have better people to go, look, this one needs to be done, and it needs to be done 3 years out. We also know our infrastructure is aging. So therefore, it's more in the plan because of that. $22.6 million in improvements. Again, it does not include Crescent and Ross Street restructuring. We need to take a close look at that. Once this plan is approved, we really need to take a look at the pavement analysis plan again and the restructuring that needs to be done. And remember again, just to reiterate, just because it's in the plan, the board needs to see every project. They need to approve every project. We need to look at our priorities and, again, our resources. So what I'd really like to do tonight is to tell the board, please take a look at that plan if you haven't done so already. If you have any questions, either the department heads or myself, and then by the next committee at whole, hopefully we'll have those questions answered, and we'll continue the process. So we have two committee at whole meetings for a capital plan and the next item, the budget. Or three, if we need to have it, because it's the vote approved at the last meeting in April. Any questions on the capital plan?
Well, I looked at it, and I was amazed at how many things were on there. And at first, I was kind of surprised with the dollar amount, but then when the mayor talked, and people don't talk, I think it's a great idea to list them all, because I think we come up with ideas, we talk about ideas, and then somebody can put on the back burner, and we forget about it, because something else about urgent priority comes up, I think listing these things out, keeping track of these things, so we know at some place, at some point in time, we're going to have to adapt them and look at them and make some decisions on them. So I think it's a great idea right now.
Any others?
I'm all for it.
The next item is the budget presentation.
Welcome to America.
You got to do one thing for us, guys. Five copies if someone wants to write or make notes or share with fellow people.
The major revenue
you saw for general fund, why they're critical, those are 95% of all the revenues in the general fund. Just like the debt service, these three revenues plus the transfer for the general fund make up 99% of all the revenues in debt service. I can see in the future, Baker's Bat, our problem here is telephone taxes is going down tremendously. A couple years ago, we were collecting nearly 400. We're down to about 250,000. That's because people are getting rid of landlines and the plans themselves are much, they're not as expensive. And that puts a burden on the general fund because the transfer has to go. We keep on going. They're just the assumptions. Here's our water and sewer fee analysis. It's based on average consumption over the last 5 years. If you look at the next graph down, our consumption is pretty much, it's pretty steady with the exception of that 1 year. We had a warm summer of 2012, which impacted our 2013 fiscal year. And those revenue sources, those three big ones we were talking about, that's 93% of our water and sewer revenues. The other major revenue sources are just our motor fuel tax and our commuter parking lot. The motor fuel tax is actually doing well. Our commuter parking lot is constantly going up. At one time, we were collecting about $135,000. We're estimating next year's only going to be $75,000.
Why is that?
You know, I don't know. When it first started decreasing, it actually corresponded with the unemployment rate. When the unemployment rate went way up, the revenues went way down. I don't know if a lot of people are going to Chicago, but both parking lots south of the tracks are pretty full. The one north that was redone, it's relatively empty. You know, we did it expecting a lot of cars to be parked there, and there just isn't. That's why Long Lake Parking, I don't know if you've been on the board for a while, that was in our capital plan at $2.3 million. These were so overflowing, we were going to do another huge parking lot because of that. And it's just the economy, I think people moving out of town, you know, less people working. Just because the unemployment rate is 4% doesn't mean that so many people aren't working. And people fall off at the analysis.
But just to lose $40,000, that's just a lot, that's a lot of cut.
Yes. It really is. Gas is cheaper, that could be something. You know, it could be as easy as when a brand new station went in with placing coffee and donuts with more people come here versus another station. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah.
There's multiple factors.
Well, that's right, you got that doing out of Washington too now.
Briefly, these are just expense assumptions we use. The COLA and the merit increases, again, the COLA increase needs to be approved by the board unless it's contractual through one of the unions. Our IMRF rate's gone up slightly. We were averaging under 10. It's up to 10.27. It's benefited at least 14% here. Our insurances, are, of course, are going up besides vision because we have a 4-year contract. What to really know here is 6% of the general fund expenses are related to payroll and personal related items. And we're not unique. That seems actually somewhat low, probably because of our garbage contract, which is about $1 million in general fund. But most municipalities, you're talking 70% of your general fund are, of course, personnel. Keep on going down a little bit. And then there's some more of our other assumptions we use, which are typical we've done year after year. It's important now is the fund status, so we're going to get into each fund briefly. And the first chart you're going to see is a summary of all funds. What's important to look at here is, we're covering, at least in 17, our operating expenses with the exception of debt service. I don't like to see any of these red. However, with capital, and carryovers of $6 million, your cash is definitely going down. That doesn't mean that's a bad thing. You know, for example, motor fuel tax, we saved for a number of years before we hit Park and Sunset. We had to. But this really brings your cash down. And again, this needs to be approved by the board in the future, too. These are just planned capital items that may or may not be done depending on prioritization and resources. This is been a concern for a number of years now, at least for the last 2 years. We're covering our expenses again, but once you get 19, we're not. The issue is right here, especially our debt bond replacement funding. The 2000 in debt of 57 acres is what we transfer about $500,000 out a year, and that's what's really pushing this. I asked Bernardi to look at restructuring it. We can't do that in 2020, but at today's rates, we can save at least $100,000 a year, starting in 2020. So again, I guess what I want to reiterate to you, you're going to see grass in charge with negative cash and red. We have options. I don't want to be up here sounding like doom and gloom. We've been through this before, but I will tell you in the next year what's critical is annexations and trying to get economic development. You saw my admin report. There's people out there talking. There's people out there wanting to come. I just feel like no one's pulling that, I'm sick of pulling that trigger just yet. And that needs to happen to support these expenses. Take one gas station like an Thorns will bring in an additional $50,000 to $60,000 of sales tax a year.
Yep.
Or more. So again, we have options. I don't want to be up here, you know, throwing doom and gloom out. But I got the facts right here, and I'll tell you we're consistent. 2 years ago we showed 18 to vary the reserve for the fund balance and really should 18.1. So again, this is the general fund revenues. We talked about that in the major revenues and 95% of the revenues, so I'm going to keep on going with that if anybody has any questions. What we get different this year though for a message is that I put all the highlights in this message. In the budget book, it used to be in front of the funds. This way now you can see just bullet point exactly what's going on in each department and each fund. If you need to highlight anything or have any questions on those, that's the majority of the increases or decreases in any department or fund. Just to let you know, that's included, that's different from last year. These are expenses, and again, you can see here, tax expenses, insurance, that, and then if you go up a little bit, payroll is the majority of your expenses. I mean, look how much payroll covers it. But again, that's typical of most companies. So what I've done for each one of these that's important is when you reread this or if you want to look at the details of the stuff, I can go back to each and every file. I try to say any account over 5% here and just list out those main accounts. And the reason I did that, if they're looking maybe to see if we need to cut some or to save or take a look at a program, these are the areas you want to look at. For example, garbage collection. 45% of the admin expenses are garbage collection. Can we pass a little bit more residents or not? These are the things that we as staff are going to have to do to come up with options for the board. And there is options out there, and it's up to the board to make the decision. Some of them are going to be hard, but can we pass another dollar out to decrease our expense and increase revenues versus some other way? So that, each department is like that, depending on. And then for each one, I've listed all the category expenses, and then again, the highlights. I'm not going to go through every highlight tonight. For admin, which is we have an additional human resources manager position. Thank you, Adam, because we eliminated the position from public works and moved it over to admin. However, there's still a vacant position at the end when we get there. Joel's position retired. We kept out there in a full-time just in case. Because as you're fully aware, we just started outsourcing certain things. If that doesn't work, we have an option that's budgeted to bring someone back in. We also have in your consultant site that we're in the move memo, such as compensation, staff analysis, etc. Police department, again, how much up here, was how much mainly salaries and stuff. I believe with the three new hirees going through training and all that, we're fully staffed now. Is that correct, Troy?
Yes.
And I think that's the first time ever since I've been here.
A long time.
2007, I think. I mean, truly fully staffed. We'll keep on going. So again, the highlights are there. If you want me to stop and go through each one, please stop me. And then here's public remarks. The big one of Public Works, what we did, keep on going, we shifted all the operating MFT dollars to the general funds. The only place we could do that, and the reason we wanted to do that is we wanted to use MFT funds for construction of capital only. We thought that was the best way to handle the resources we have in front of us. Places a little bit of burden or more burden on the general fund, but we felt that was the best way to use those MFT resources in the future. And we're going to have options again. If we want to move it back, we can. We thought that was the best thing to do. Billing is not much in the billing department besides salaries. Down in technology, they may need a BSMA upgrade, and that's included in the budget also. And then finally, the other financing sources and uses of bond servicing replacement funding, depending on how to ensure. So the issue that we've always had is this right here is the transfer to cover debt service. We're at 525, I believe just 3 years ago we were at 325. That's going to go up based on the amount. I do an analysis going out to 2029 for the debt service funds, all of them. We'll be up to 600,000 in a couple of years. I see right here the 325, and I'm sorry, right there, it's not, you won't see those over here. Keep on going.
Steve?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to stop right here.
Go ahead.
So this is sort of panning out how we talked about just 2 years ago when I was standing up here. We said that actually here we'd be short right here. And then in 2020, 2 years ago, we said we'd be short about 400,000. What happened is in fiscal year 15, we were under budget by nearly 10,000. So that has carried over. And so instead of being negative in 2020, we are in 21. It still doesn't matter. These are huge negatives. So right here, we're at about 25% reserve for operating versus 30. Our fund balance policy says we should be at 30. Again, we have options. We have work for cash fund out there. That's the cash in it. You don't see it here because we don't budget for it. It's got about $600,000 that's sitting there. Working cash funds for us, if you're in dire straits, you borrow from that working cash fund, like the general fund, and then give it back on a later date based on property tax revenues. We could close it out. It's one of my worst case scenarios. I'll keep it back there just in case. Sorry, Mayor. You have a question?
No.
So this is critical. You see here, we're positive here, but as we're looking into 18, this is where we really here. 2017, we got to roll our sleeves and start providing the options and really beating down the doors of people who want to come in and start asking why. I will tell you, Gino has done a really good job of reporting to me. It seems like either the land value, people want too much for their property, right on 120 at Bacon. They lowered their price to 100,000, and right now there's a possibility that someone's looking at that land, but it was such a high price, no one will look at it. The property across from which is ours, John Witness, he won't sell it, he'll only lease it. So a lot of places are like, oh, wanting to touch that stuff. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but we've got to keep on pushing. Okay, move on to special revenue funds. Special revenue funds, we have two of them, more fuel tax, and the SSA one. You can see cash projections going way down. It goes way down because in 2019-20, we have the Wild Spring Repaving Project at 900,000, which is double our MFT dollar amount. And then it goes way up after this. So why don't you have the highlights for by the way? Anyway, and then our fund balance policy, you can tell we're negative 173,000 in 20. So what do we have here? This is what it should be based on our policy. This is what the cash is. What we're projecting, actually, not what we're projecting. The next one is the Bright Metals SSA Fund.
not going to address.
We have plenty of catch here. There's no wet contention. This is specifically the detention area or any other kind of areas. These little blimps here, is every other year they put an additional $10,000 into this fund to fix like signs or any other common area expenses. There's been a few complaints over the area that we need to do a little better job of fixing up some of that, like the signs, etc. So that's why this year. For the most part, this fund is very healthy. We could actually do a property tax, I believe, about $230-something per household. We only need $85 per household. This one's doing very well. Our debt service fund, here's the four debt services we have left. One rolls off pretty quickly. This is the one that concerns. This is the 57 acres. Does it roll off in 2029? I don't believe any of these are callable except for this one in 2029. So this looks alarming, but it really isn't. This side is, you know, up in millions. This is a cash balance. It sounds 25,000 here, but like I said, I've gone out all the way to 29. Two of these debts roll off, so the next year after, believe it or not, the cash lines up to 300,000. Now, with that said, that means maybe we can reduce the transfer out at that time for the general fund to help the general fund out. So if this looks really bad going down like that, it just only happens because of this side, you know, the way this is versus this side.
When does that debt roll off?
There's two of them go back up. One in 18 and then one in 21 and 22. Initially, if you look, so go back down to the graph, that's 22. Now what we did for debt, though, because of the 57 acres, we pushed a lot of the heavy-duty, higher payments out. We just, this year was the first year where we were doing principal payment. After that, it's like $500,000 to $1 million a year. It's the only way we could do it, unfortunately.
You said before that we could refinance or we've
already refinanced and refunded all that debt. And all of them are rolling off with the exception of the one that's 2029 that was called in 2020. I think since I've been here, I refinanced and refunded 8 to 10 bond series. And we back at one time, we say 200,000, I believe, in 2 years because the rates were so good and our bond rate was so high at the time. Right. We're always looking at options.
Since the interest rates and stuff are still pretty low.
They are. They're very low for debt right now. Extremely low.
Well, I figured you were doing it.
This is our reserves. We're okay with the general fund. Keep on going out. This is what concerns me. This right here is the teletax. Here is how much 400,000 is this down. I continue to say this, and it sounds terrible, but as a government, we want very cold winters and very, very hot summers. I want the gas tax to go up in the winter because of that, and then I want consumption to go up in the summer when it's warm, and people have their air conditioning then, so electric tax will go up too. I know that sounds bad, but that's what we're looking for. But in today's climate, I think the climate is getting warmer, they say. I mean, look at this past winter. So I don't know how gas tax will do this year, but we're projecting it only at 190, it's been as high as 280,000. Thank you, my God. These are just some of the options, and now the capital improvements fund. The only thing funding capital improvements is 50% of the gas tax, and then a $325,000 transfer from the general fund. We came up with that amount from our fixed asset records of depreciation value for streets and stone sewer. I believe it's low. It should be much higher. And again, you see how this dips down because of the capital projects we have. Again, keep in mind, one thing we have is $85,000 for a generator to get out for this building. Is that necessary? It's been in the plan forever, but eventually we're never going to do it. Let's just take it out of the plan. Use the funds for something else. You know, we need a generator down at the police, definitely, but here, you can have little backups at each station. We only have so many people. It's a lot cheaper than $85,000. Originally, we thought we had to have it, but now we're questioning it. Why?
And we should question every project before we really move forward with it. Thinking by the way. So again, this is a 5-year average for our policy. This is really what cash is. The only year that's above the 5-year average is 17. We're slightly short here at 45,000. I can tell you, grants, sewer drying up, it's getting harder and harder to find grants. Part of it is probably because the state's a mess. And the federal government doesn't have the dollars. I believe they're trying to do a new infrastructure bill at the federal level. I don't know how that's going to roll down the road from the state. We'll keep an eye on it. CDBG revenues also were used for a roadway. They changed that focus last year.
Last year.
And they're doing more housing versus street. So the enterprise funds is water, sewer, and computer parking lot. I will admit, just last year I said the water sewer fund is the healthiest fund. This is great. We're doing wonderful. And then all of a sudden we drew all these projects at it. So what you see here is this cash going down tremendously. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, public works director and engineer, that we sort of put a kitchen sink out there, right? So again, just to tell you, that's what this is looking at. Now, there's couple projects we are going to do. Interconnect, and we really need to look at some kind of storage down the south. The interconnect is going to happen, and we need it to happen. And that's what there's people. There's some major projects in there. And what we're trying to say, though, too, our infrastructure is aging, yet water and sewer, hopefully, lines will last longer, definitely, than streets. But we're putting it out there to say, you know what? They are aging. And a lot of that, I believe, is the overtime there. And we said maybe we should replace the names. Okay. You're shaking your head, so I'm on base. Keep on going.
Steve, just for public record, describe the interconnect.
The interconnect, and if you describe the interconnect for me.
I'm assuming when you say interconnect, you mean the second connection to the steel tank job.
And what exactly are we doing?
We're getting the second connection to the new steel tank job that's running out of the whole load.
Was very clear.
Yeah, but that will increase pressure on the southern end of the town, and the fire department is always complaining that there's not enough pressure for those two fires that they won't be able to put out.
That's around 60.
Outrage. Yes.
More 60.
Right. I was going to add that because every time I hear about it, it's always that something happens in both the two spots, we got problems.
Plus, it just gives us another option in there for that.
Absolutely.
We got two places for jobs.
Yeah, and this transmission main runs all the way back to the three standpipes, which I'm in.
Yes.
And we'll be the only community then that has two main transmission mains coming to the village.
There are other communities that have two connection points.
Not
one or two that go all the way back to the
yeah, which is a huge benefit.
It'll be a really nice redundancy for us. Last summer we had to go 3 days or so without any water supply because they had to move a portion on Washington Street. With that second connection point now, we won't have to worry about things like that.
Thank you.
So yeah, don't get too scared about these numbers here. Okay. They look huge. I think we have some options, but we do have to look at rates again, et cetera, et cetera. Community parking lot fund. Again, right now, we never had in the plan to resurface the parking lot north of the tracks, nor the one in front of Channel Lakes. The one in front of the main station should be done in 17 for the visitor going out soon, correct? Should be. So again, we have options here. We're saying it needs to be done. We'll see how it is. We have to, again, prioritize. We may not have the funding. Some of this may have to be pushed back or split, et cetera. And there's your receipts going down again, unfortunately. On the next couple of these charts, this may seem a bit unusual. This bottom part is our projected cash. This blue line here for all these funds is what is the cash balance should be based on historical values. This top line here is what the cash should be based on
values at replacement, if that makes sense. So this is historical cost appreciation, this is replacement values. And you're going to see, based on all these, our cash doesn't come near the other two lines, especially on replacement plans because they're relatively new. We start with 2013, which is the next one, in terms of service fund. I know these charts are all over the place. We're low in cash here again, but that it skyrockets up because we're buying some pretty decent sized public works trucks, which are expensive, and then we don't need them for the obvious here. That's why I said before, if you might do something like 4 or 5 year plan, you go out 10 years, it doesn't have 100% of the report, but you have more of a 10 to 15 year outlay to see really where things should be, and you really have a good idea if you need to shift anything around. That'll be more internal for us. Java does that now for 20 years. Thank you, my boss. So again, like I said, just like the other graph, our projected cash balances based on what we put in the CIP, what it should be based on historical values, what it should be based on replacement values. Remember, this suggests that if you buy everything cash, you see that in the coming, and we'll keep on going. Same with the technology replacement fund, so it's all over the place. Thank you. We have a huge project in here worth $200,000 to replace our financial software system. I'm telling you right now that will finally be deferred. I don't know if I can justify that cost for the number of people that are going to use it. Records management, I can see, it makes it a lot more efficient to find stuff. It would be great to have it, but for our size staff, I'm so sure it's worth spending $200,000 on financial software. We're only a handful of people are going to use it. I prefer to use it for insurance or some other type of replacement plan. Sorry, Ray. The guidance of the building replacement fund is for anything like the air handlers right over here go out, any heating and air conditioning issues. Really was set up to say, look, if we need to replace this building, how much do we have to set aside to buy it with cash? That's what you see on the graph here. See how high this $8 million? This is future replacement cost, and we put these buildings like 50 to 75 years out. So this looks extreme. Most communities do not put away cash reserves that high to build a building. They usually buy at least a part of it. And this is our historical value in the cash. And believe it or not, our final fund type is pension.
Steve?
Yes.
Can you go back to the to that building? You just said that most municipalities with bonding issues like this, cash is king, I understand it. But is there another reason why you chose to do it this way?
I wanted to have all my spreadsheets consistently, and I wanted to say how much can we sack away for cash, because I can't afford it in cash should we need to replace these buildings in the future. And wouldn't it be nice if we had cash in the bank to buy something?
I get
it. Finding it out. But most don't sack away money. That's why, some of the stuff looks scary and how draining from the cash out of the general fund. Remember, that cash stays within the village besides that service. So we're moving it out of the general fund, but we're also putting it into these replacement funds and still staying within the village except for that service, which is going to go out the door. These will go out the door based on your approval of the capital item that's in there or not. Or deferred. So that's what these are really for. They're trying to get these cash balances up. Remember, we just started these funds in 2013, and right away we started spending money on them. Some of these vehicles are old. Some of yours are 15 years old. We should have been depreciating this up a long time ago, and we did not do a one-time shot into these funds. You couldn't afford it. It would have been nice to say, here's $1 million to be a replacement. Here's $1 million of technology replacement fund. We just cut. Well, here's another action, too. This, if you look down here, it looks really low. You know, can I stop a transfer from the general fund for a year or two? Maybe this will go a little lower. We'll save some money in the general fund when we really need it. And then if we get some development in here, we can put it back in. You know, again, we have the options, obviously. We have
options, yeah.
Options. But thank you. Our last one is the police pension fund. This huge increase here is because Wayne, I got a service credit transfer, and how that works is, I'm trying to be as simple as possible. A service transfer credit works this way. He gets his money taken out, so if I contributed $70,000 to the fund, I get that. But then the village, on average, doubles that because we did a tax levy for the number of years he was here, and that goes to the other fund. However, with this increase, the liability now goes down because he's not on the books anymore. It's somebody else's liability. So this was really bad. It's Russell Domershay took his money off on him this year. But now he's off the books too. So when we do an actuarial review, those people are gone. And therefore, the tax levy should be as drastic as it was in the future. But we're full of staff, new people, et cetera, et cetera. But if you keep on going here, then going. This is sort of strange how it fits down because we always do 100% of the state actuarial amounts. I heard that in the past the state wasn't doing it correctly. They've gotten more up to speed with it. So their actuarial tax levy amount is more, I'm going to say, just correct. And our funding levels have gone up, too. But there's also people that have left, like Francis Boyd. And so he had a number of years with big dollar amounts, and that helps that percentage right here. And we're not doing bad. If you take a lot of the pension funds south of 88, they're below 50%. They're really bad. Again, we've never shortchanged the pension fund. We've always done 100% of whatever the state said. Excuse me. Here's your button. That's it. There's a couple other funds. We can go up to stay on for a second. We don't budget for the impact fee fund, which is when there's development, the developers have to give to the fire district, the library district. There's no budget for that because it's a pass-through. We did it. We have to do it each day. Bill's escrow is just a kennel tell if there's a loan again for that development. We charge engineering and legal fees to it, and whatever's remaining, we get back. The other three are liquid growth special service areas. We don't touch that money. Property taxes go away to Bank of New York, and they pay all the bills. Those bonds may be callable, and there may be an option to refund those. However, I was around when we did it before, and I could not believe how expensive it was. We have Bernard at this time, which is a lot cheaper. You can save the residents some money without spending the debt. That's extremely helpful, even if it's a couple hundred bucks per year, per household. It would be nice to do that. We asked Bernard. We met with them once. We told them this summer to take a harder look at it to see what we can do for residents in those areas. And I think before that was done for political reasons. This time we're doing it for related reasons. Finally, what's different this year, too, is the appendix. Like I said, it's just a list of every fund, a fund order of every account, of the dollar change and percentage change last year. If you want to peruse through that, you might ask if you have any questions. If you have any fluctuations, that's what we're here for. That's all I have very quickly. Please, if you want to look at the budget book, I have an extra one. If you have one for public, I have a public, I have one. If you want to borrow it, or look at the message here or Amy's account, ask questions, see me. We're balancing the budget with reserves, keep in mind. We've done that the last couple of years. Anything you hear about development, let me know. I need to start focusing back on that. The budget's coming to an end. We really need to do that. Chino's been working with the Lake County Partners. Ed and I, that we need to go back here just to do a meet and greet coming up here. I don't think they've met representatives from the village in many, many, many years. They're just starting those relationships going, and hopefully something will happen. Set up that property, and that I know it's on budget. Way of life, sort of away a little bit, overseas again. He wants to meet again with Ed and I to see where we stand, what this stands for.
Gotta try.
Yep.
We gotta keep our eyes open.
Keep doing it with an open mind.
Sure.
Nice chat.
Yes.
So again, this is going to committee of the whole. We have a public hearing next time. It's committee of the whole. Should there be any further questions on April 4th? Final approval due April 8th.
So we're going to go to committee of the whole again on
April 4th.
April 4th. Final approval goes.
April 18th. Public hearing is April 4th.
Thank you. Here. Yeah.
6:55. But really, it's looking at the books, answering questions people have, see the department should be having specific questions.
Is there a certain day of the week that's easier for you to answer questions?
Clock up and up. Find time for you. You know that.
Okay, there is a special day. It's here for those days.
The schedule is really a lot of questions.
I
have a lot
of questions. I can take every day in the week off, of course.
And you know, I know.
We just
got
the work out of
it. And I'm going to keep the last the services tomorrow, but I'll be coming in for 1 day. So every time you want, I'll be there for a week.
Thank you.
Steve, great presentation.
Yes, that was
great presentation.
Very
understandable. I don't like to grasp it, so my eyes have hard to adjust a little. I like to call them better, but very, very good, very understandable, and we're going for.
Well, I do want to thank the board, please, as they know, all these medical department heads. Thanks, Henry. Thanks, Charlie, for being with me. Finance liaison, going back to that, so everyone, Greg and Sue will meet in the room and go through this spot. This waterfall, Sue and the building department. I mean, that's what it's about, it's about communication and working together.
Thank you. Any suggestions, new topics? If not, Megan, what do you do here?
I think he suggested a whole bunch.
Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Fraley. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:34.
Good afternoon.